What's up? What's up? It's Yaya May, and I'm here with a new podcast. Yo, 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 what it do, all that. So, literally, there's 4 weeks of college left, and then summer hits, and I don't freaking know what to expect. I don't know what I'm gonna do. It's wild. Like, how did we get here? How did we get here, y'all? How do we get here? How do we get here so fast? So, next semester, I will be a senior. A freaking senior in college. Like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yay!
I'm so, like, I don't know. Like, I'm really, like, scared. Yet, I'm so excited because, man, I'm growing up and adulthood is up on me. Although I'm already 21 and all that, and I've been, like, handling my business, my bills and all that. Still, like, the closer I get to, like, graduating different colleges is, like, dang, I'm an adult, like, not a little adult, I'm a big adult, like, I got bills to pay, I'm gonna have to probably get an apartment, and car insurance, and health care, and it's just a lot, like, it almost gives me anxiety, but at the same time, growth is good, as we all know, growth makes us who we are, growth is a development that we all have to have, and if you don't grow, you don't flow, and if you don't flow, you don't grow. It's just, like, I'm very thankful for, like, a lot of things, like, people that are around me, like, older people especially, because, like, they have so much wisdom and so much understanding, like, dang, I need that in my life, and I, like, I try to be open to, like, what a lot of older people, or older the people older than me have to say, because it's like, dang, they speak in life. They've been here longer than I have, so I need to be listening. I need to know what's up, you know? Although, the fear of the unknown is, like, crazy. But, furthermore, growth is good. Growth is not bad. And the older I get, the more I am thankful for a lot of things in my life. Like, as a kid, my mom, I know y'all, not everybody mama like this, but my mama would not let me go, like, spend the night at, like, people's houses, like, my friends' houses, like, when I was in elementary school. And dang, I used to be pissed off, like, dang, mama, why can't I spend the night? Like, let me tell you how petty she was. She would take me to the birthday party, but I couldn't spend the night. And then when it was time to spend the night, she would pick me up and be like, okay. Get your cake, get your ice cream, time to go home, sleep in your own bed, sweetie. I'd be like, dang, mom, you gonna do me like that? But, I mean, at the same time, I feel like when I got older, I realized my mom kept me from a lot of traumatic experiences in my life. So I get it. I really get it. And then, you know, your parents, although sometimes you be like, dang, my mama is not right. Or my daddy is not right. But at the end of the day, sometimes they be right. They be on spot. They be spot on. So that's another part of being adult and listening. Listening is key to being an adult. You got to listen. You got to understand. You got to know what's up. You got to be able to take criticism well. Like, it gets to a point where you got to just know that you know that you know, hey, nah, that ain't right. Nah, I need to be listening. I need to get some wisdom that I don't have, that I know somebody else has for me, you know? Not saying that you can't do things yourself, you can't listen to God for yourself, or use your own intuition, but sometimes it's best to have somebody in your life to help you develop and grow and enrich yourself. Develop, grow, enrich. That's what we all need. I mean, that's my motto. Like, that's in my bio right now. We need to develop, grow and enrich each ourselves and each other. Like, that's a big issue, I feel, in my generation especially. I feel like we don't value each other enough. We don't help each other enough. And I feel like the older I get, I feel like that needs to be a change. And I feel like we all have a voice and we all have a purpose in life. And we all know that. We all know that. We all know we have a purpose, a God-given purpose. And when God gives you purpose, you're unstoppable. And nobody can take that from you. So, as I was saying in my Memphis issues, especially like living in Memphis, Tennessee, I feel like everybody has a purpose here. And not everybody does it. Not everybody fulfills the purpose God has for them in Memphis. They just decide to run away from it. And that's part of being an adult as well. You have to stand up for what you know is right and what you know you have to do. Even though you don't feel like it, you got to do it. Just point blank, period. On period. You got to do what you know you're supposed to do and just do it. Because I ain't trying to miss my blessings for nobody. I ain't missing my blessings for nobody. I'm going to do what I know God told me to do, and I'm going to just do it. Like, at the end of the day, I'm going to have to do it because that's just how it is. It is what it is.
So with all that being said, adulthood is going to pop up on us whether we like it or not. Whether I want to go back to being in third grade or not, I got to grow up. You got to grow up. We all got to grow up and we got to do things by ourselves. BINDEPENDENT. Independent. Do you know what that means? Get your own car, get your own place. You ain't no sinner. But leave my moms and dad just for a little bit until you get there. Don't just go out there and get you an apartment knowing you ain't got the credit for it, knowing you ain't got the money. Don't go out there and go get you a new car. Knowing you ain't ready for all that, get you a new car note, knowing you ain't ready for all that. And God's divine timing, and when you feel like, hey, I need to step out, step by faith, and go do this, go do that, that's when you do all that. But it all takes time, it all takes development, and that's just that on that. Well, I hope you enjoyed this segment. Because the doctor piece is on us, guys. Y'all understand that I'm goofy. But thank you for listening. Tune in to the next episode. Probably won't be till April. Because I'm a busy girl. I'm a busy woman. Hey. But I'll catch y'all on the rebound. Catch y'all in the next segment. Adios.